coming up on episode number 1154. This is it. This is the last episode of 2016. And you know what we do, especially if you've heard the last episode, you know what we do? We do the Coverville Countdown as the last two episodes of the year. And the last episode, we did songs number 21 through 40. Well, really 41. This episode, it's the best of the best. Counting down from 20 all the way down to number one, what were some of the best covers of 2016 as voted on by you, the listener? Here we go. It is the Coverville Countdown Part 2, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today is Friday, December 30th, 2016. My name is Brian Edmund. Welcome to the last episode of the year. Coverville Countdown Part 2, continuing counting down the top 40 covers of 2016 as voted on by you guys via the coverville.com/radio. Did you know that it doesn't just go on during the countdown? That thing is 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, playing cover songs and episodes of the show randomly for you to listen to and enjoy. And, you know, you can even rate as you hear them there. You can do everything, right? You can do everything while you listen to Coverville Radio. I don't know what that means, but it's there for you 24 hours a day at coverville.com/radio. As promised, counting down 20 all the way down to number one of the top 40 songs of the year. Let's get to number 20 right here with All Due Haste. It is The Bad Plus with an album they released this year called It's Hard and a cover of Crowded House's Don't Dream It's Over. Thank you.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, you love life's TOA.
It's like you're always stuck in second gear, when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you
when the rain starts to pour.
I'll be there for you
like I've been there before.
I'll be there for you, 'cause you're there for me too.
You're still in bed at 10 and work begin at 8. You've burned your breakfast so far, things are going great.
Your mother warned you there'd be days like these, but she didn't tell you when down to your knees, that I'll be there for you
when the rain starts to pour.
I'll be there for you
like I've been there before.
I'll be there for you, 'cause you're there for me too.
Mm-hmm.
cat, smelly cat. It's not your fault.
Solo, take one.
I'm all busted up, broken bones and nasty cuts. Yeah, thought death will happen, but this time I can't get up. She comes to check on me, making sure I'm on my knees. After all, she's the one who put me in this place. Ethiopian violin, and she disturbed. I better tell her that. That's all I can really do. She takes good care of me. Just keep saying my love is
oh, 'cause I don't remember.
Different from the original. That is Fantagram with a cover of Phil Collins' Take Me Home from one of my other favorite cover albums of the year, which was The Time Is Now. Really, really good cover album and one that you need to seek out, especially if you like that. Lots of different stuff on there and certainly worth hearing. The Time Is Now. It certainly is. Love Songs before that with a cover of Pulling Teeth. That one from a tribute to Green Day's Dookie put together by Undercover Presents. A whole album of covers of Dookie on there by those guys over there at Undercover. Bumped my microphone. I was flailing too much. Caleb and Kelsey right before that with a cover of the TV theme for the show Friends, I'll Be There For You, originally done by the Rembrandts. I hope that you clapped when it came to that point in the song. You should have. Hidden Citizens with a cover of I Think We're Alone Now, the epic trailer version of that song, released as a single. It comes with the tidal wave of covers in recent history, right? In recent movie trailer history, where they've taken a popular song, slowed it down, added some echo, some foreboding instrumentation, and used it as the background for a drama film or a horror film. That's one of the best ones out there, though. I Think We're Alone Now, originally done by Tommy James and the Shondells, and I hope you've been listening to me long enough to know that Tiffany did not do that song originally. We start off the set with The Bad Plus and their cover of Crowded House's Don't Dream It's Over, and that is taking us from our 20 to 16. Now let's get to number 15. Here is a cover of Sam Cooke's Bring It On Home from another regular cover series. Get one of these every year. Dermot O'Leary presents the Saturday Sessions. This is the 2016 edition, of course. And Codaline and their cover of Bring It On Home.
If you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, baby, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah. I know you laughed when you left, now I know I only hurt myself, baby. To me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah.
I'll buy you jewelry and money too.
That ain't all that I will do for you, baby. Bring it to me,
bring your sweet loving.
Bring it on home to me, yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
to me.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a girl could want to do. I can never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrow. Stop the rain from falling down. the sun from shining, what makes the world go around? And how can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win? Please help me mend my broken heart. I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees, and misty memories of days gone by. We can never see tomorrow, and no one said a word about the sorrow. And how can you broken heart? How can you stop the rain from falling down? How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round? And how can you mend this broken man? Ever win? Please help me mend this broken heart and let me live again. La 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 la.
And if ever waste of time, sweet and honey, down the seven bridges road.
Sarah Watkins, Fall Storm.
Lights and Music by the Jungle Giants, that one from the 12th edition of Triple J's Like a Virgin CD, a CD that comes out every year, and did not disappoint as usual this year. Like a Virgin 12, very good. And that song, originally by Cut Copy, covered there by the Jungle Giants, is your number 11 song this year for the Coverville Countdown. Before that, Seven Bridges Road, fantastic acoustic cover there of a song originally done by Steve Young, but very famously covered by the Eagles. And if you have not seen the Eagles documentary that came out a couple of years ago, but had some new stuff added in the last year, it's really, really good, and they talk about that song. They show them doing that song live in concert. That, by the way, was Paul and Storm, Jonathan Colton, and Sarah Watkins doing that cover all together there. Kelly Lang, before that, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, covering the Bee Gees from her album Throwback with guest vocals by Olivia Newton-John. And before that, Jarek Bischoff, with a string quartet version of Life on Mars, the instrumental version of Life on Mars. Jarek also doing some work this year with Amanda Palmer from the Dresden Dolls, married to Neil Gaiman, for a ukulele cover tribute to David Bowie as well. That's Life on Mars, the instrumental version there by Jarek Bischoff from the Strung Out in Heaven, a Bowie string quartet tribute. And we start off that set with Codaline and their cover of Bring It On Home, originally by Sam Cooke, covered there for the Dermot O'Leary Presents the Saturday Sessions 2016. We're getting down to our top 10, and this is one that kind of surprised me that it did as well as it did, because personally, I wasn't as happy with this album as I wanted to be. Train came out with a tribute to Led Zeppelin, where they did a track-by-track cover of Led Zeppelin's second album, the second self-titled Led Zeppelin album, called basically Train Does Led Zeppelin 2, and that's probably the most accurate title of a cover album I've ever heard, because unfortunately Train didn't do much to arrange the songs and inject some creativity to them. They did them pretty straightforward. So if you're a fan of Led Zeppelin, I don't know, maybe you'll enjoy this. If you're a fan of Train, I don't know that you're going to get something new out of this, and that's kind of what I was looking for. However, you guys voted this song as the number 10 song in the countdown, so I'm contractually obligated to play it. This is Train and their cover of Led Zeppelin's Thank You.
I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be you and me. Today my world, it smiles. your hand in mine, walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be done. But you're done. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be you and me.
Remembering you. Yeah.
Bonnie Raitt released an album this year called Diggin' Deep, and on there she included that cover right there of Los Lobos's of a song Shakin' Shakes by Los Lobos. I don't know how you pluralize Los Lobos. Do you do Los Lobos's since it's already plural? Yes. Anyway, Shakin' Shakes by Bonnie Raitt. Your number 11. No, I'm sorry. Your number 6 song for the Coverville Countdown this year. Time After Time Before That by Leona Lewis, recorded for the BBC Radio 2 Sounds of the 80s Volume 2. And I think that borrows more from the Ava Cassidy cover of that song than it does the Cyndi Lauper original, but it's beautiful nonetheless. Bring It On Home by Ace Frehley, our second cover of Led Zeppelin, and our second song entitled Bring It On Home as part of the countdown, neither of which are the same song, right? Two different Led Zeppelin songs and two different Bring It On Homes. That Bring It On Home there was covered by Ace Frehley for his Origins Volume 1 album, came out this year. Mini Pop with Pictures of You. There was a Cure tribute this year called Love Cats that was really good, and on there you'll find that Mini Pop version of Pictures of You. And Train at the top of that set, your number 10 song in the Coverville Countdown this year, and their cover of Thank You. All right, we're down to the last five right here. Songs 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Get ready. Here we go. Great cover album, a tribute to the Grateful Dead, came out this year called Day of the Dead. I'm so glad this one made it into the Coverville Countdown. This was one of the songs that was released ahead of the album as a single. It's Touch of Grey by The War on Drugs. I see you got your list out.
get the gist of it, cause it's alright.
Smiling, what else?
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of the breath fades with the light. I think about the love, this fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down on Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright.
Wow. Two Green Day covers as well in the Coverville Countdown. That was your number one cover of the year, Wake Me Up When September Ends by Scala and Kolochny Brothers from their album Solstice, which came out this year. Metric right before that with a cover of The Church's Under the Milky Way. I accidentally pulled a second song from The Time Is Now. What, you know, well, it's just a testament to how great that album is, that tribute album is. The Time Is Now. There's a cover of The Church's Under the Milky Way right there. By Metric. While My Guitar Gently Weeps by Regina Spektor. That one recorded for the soundtrack to the film Kubo and the Two Strings. I kind of knew that one was going to end up near the top because it was just such a popular cover when it came out near the, near the beginning, early part of 2016. Doubling up on our George Harrison, Norah Jones as part of George Fest, a night to celebrate the music of George Harrison, and a cover of Behind That Locked Door, and The War on Drugs, and a cover of The Grateful Dead's Touch of Grey from the Day of the Dead tribute. Great double album tribute to the Grateful Dead, rounding out your top five and closing out this edition of the Coverville Countdown and closing out 2016. All of this stuff. Wow. Wake Me Up When the Coverville Countdown Ends. That is going to bring us to the end. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-9. Holy crap. How did I forget the phone number? I just did it like 2 hours ago. Brain dead after doing two episodes of Coverville. Anyway, call the request line if you can possibly find the number. It's a way to do it. Of course, everything else you can find on coverville.com. I think you can even find the phone number on there. I'm pretty sure it's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Yeah, that's it. 1-877-7-COVER-9. Anyway, boy, let's round this out. We'll see you next year for another edition of Coverville. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all your support over the year. Remember, you can go to patreon.com/coverville to help support the show. And that's it. That's it. We're taking it out. Have a great rest of your year. Be safe and play those covers. We'll see you next time. And until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Glad I remembered that part. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you get your podcasts so good, they'll help you round out 2016.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.